Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's time for our next guest, and as promised, maybe a little bit of background. About a week or so, or thereabouts, I read an article, a blog in the Times of Israel. It was written by a gentleman called Omid Safari, fascinating man. He is an Iranian. He was arrested by the Islamic Republic of Iran, by the authorities there. He's a refugee living in the Netherlands, and he wrote about how he was brought up to hate and hate Jews, Israel in particular. Clearly, that is not his viewpoint anymore. And I thought, what would be better than to chat to him and to find out a little bit about his journey. So to you, Omid Safari, thank you so very much for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm really happy to talk with you and also with your lovely listeners and audiences. And at the beginning, I'd like to apologize if my English is not too much good. So, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. It's going to be much better than my Farsi. So that is for sure. Omid, tell us about growing up in Iran, the kind of education you were subjected to, and your feelings about Jews and Israel.
Yeah. I'm 41 years old. I born in Iran 1 year, just 1 year after the Islamic Revolution in Iran. And I'm originally Kurdish. So my mother language is Farsi and Kurdish in Iran, in the west of Iran. I started my school in a special school, which they call it a gifted school for the children who has a high level of smartness. And then when I finished my high school, I entered to university to studying civil engineering in Iran. And at that time, when I was the first semester of university, it was the time of the president Mohammad Khatami, who was the reformist president, if you remember, in Iran. And he started to talk about something new for me and for my generation, like democracy, rule of law, dialogue of civilization, and something. In that moment, it was really nice for me. So I have decided to be a reformist. And I started to have some activities as a reformist student. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, three times I was arrested by the Iranian Revolution Guard and Iranian Intelligence Service just because I talked about the freedom. I talked about the democracy. And we in Iran, more than 90% of Iranian people, they love to be westernized people. They love to have good communication with Europe and U.S. and even with Israel. But what I saw in my life, especially when I was in a school and also university, everything was organized like anti-Semitism. Yeah. And in our books, in our classes, classroom, and in TV, in radio, even in cinema, in movies, everybody said against Israel, against Jewish people. And they said they are occupied Palestine and the Palestinian people. They are poor people. Israel just occupied Palestine. They kill Palestinian people. They kill Lebanese people. So what I and my generation, all generation like me, what we had imagined from Israel and Jewish people, wow, they kill children, they kill people, they kill Palestinians. So I was growing up in that atmosphere made by the Iranian regime, the Iranian government. So in that time, I have doubted who is right, who is telling the truth. I was arrested.
No, I understand that. Sorry, I don't want to run out of time because I find your story absolutely fascinating. So what changed for you?
Yeah, when I left Iran to be a refugee in Beirut, in United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, one day, suddenly I just bought a movie, a DVD from Schindler List, a movie, beautiful movie from Steven Spielberg. So when I watched that movie in that moment, I really was shocked. And I asked myself, look, they showed you Auschwitz. They, in this movie, Omid, you can see what happened to Jewish people. Just don't stay at home and just go for discover the truth. So I promised myself, it was 10 years ago in Beirut, that if I left Lebanon and if I will be safe in one country like here, like Netherlands, I have to go to Poland and see what happened. And I did it. Last year in these days, I just traveled to Krakow for 3 days, and I visited the factory of Schindler and also Auschwitz and Birkenau. And just imagine, 3 months after I came back to the Netherlands, I just was depressed because I saw what happened to that, to those people. And in Auschwitz, I spoke with many of Israeli guys who came to the Poland, and they discovered they love me as Iranian people. They love us. So I decided to write about it, to write that how much just one movie in 2 hours changed everything in my mind. During 2 hours, it was against 40 years of propaganda of anti-Semitism in Iran. And I felt that I have that responsibility to write about it. So I did it.
I find that the most incredible story. What I also find rather incredible, Omid, is the fact that Schindler's List was for sale in Beirut in Lebanon. I must say that surprises me.
You know, in Lebanon, everything is illegally. I mean, you cannot buy a DVD with copyright, and there is no any special and official branches for companies and productions companies that you go and buy it. It just went on the street. Illegally they sold movies. So, and I asked him to give me one nice movie, and he gave me, okay, look at it. So during 1 week, 5 times I just watched that movie, and I loved it. And finally, let me say, one gift I received, you know, after publishing of my article in the Times of Israel, I received hundreds of comments from Jewish people around the world, but one of them is really interesting for me, was Nancy Spielberg, sister of Steven Spielberg, the director of the movie. Yeah.
Really? What did she say?
Yeah, right. No, I'm so much emotional to say about it. At the same day, I mean the day of publishing, one person from Time of Israel at the 11 o'clock at night just emailed me and told me, Nancy Spielberg wants your email. Am I allowed to give her your email? I said, sure.
Of course.
Half an hour later, just believe me. Half an hour later, I received her email. And believe me, I just was crying when I read that email. And Nancy told me, Omid, when I read your article, I just was crying, and I talked with my brother Steven, all our family, we really appreciate you, and my brother said that I received a lot of gifts for that movie, but this article is a gift for me too.
Omid, we have to leave it there, and I say that with a heavy heart because there's so much more I want to discuss with you, but what I want to tell you is that we, the Jews in South Africa, appreciate you as well. Thank you for bringing some light into the world. That is a remarkable thing. Thank you.
Thank you too. And I hope to be able in near future to visit your beautiful country, which is Israel. Thank you very much.
Amen to that. That was Omid Safari, a refugee, an Iranian refugee living in the Netherlands, whose entire world changed when he watched Schindler's List. Wow, what a story that is. I've got a message for you about Purim. It's Purim at the Selwyn Siegel gift shop. They have exciting Mishloach Manot starting from 60 Rand. Do a mitzvah and bring smiles to the faces of friends and family while making a difference in the lives of Selwyn Siegel residents. Call them on 011-640-6413. That's 011-640-6413 or email selwyngifts@jhbchev.co.za. or pop in because they'd love to see you. Chag Purim Sameach.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.